In other news, about 40 local drummers stamped their feet at the Mullumbimby Museum markets on Saturday in protest to a recent decision by market organisers to ban drumming on market days. The organisers said the ban had been put in place after numerous noise complaints and antisocial behaviour associated with the drumming. The protesters on Saturday were advised by organisers that if they began to drum, they would be reported to police, so instead they made as much noise as they could with other instruments. Local Anira Elwin says the ban is a dampener on the usually cultural, energetic feel of the market and a surefire attraction to visitors and tourists. Byron Shire Councillor John Lazarus said he wanted to look into having a drumming circle included in market licences. And with market organisers and the Drum and Dance Collective, they are renegotiating the possibility of revoking the ban. The collective has offered to maintain sound levels and set in place a process to review any complaints about drumming in return for being allowed to drum at the market between 2 and 5pm.
I'm at the Mullumbimby Market. There's a notice from the Brunswick Valley Historical Society, an important notice to drummers. Due to the actions of a few in not taking into account the time and noise limitations, there will be no further drumming at the Mullumbimby Market, signed by the market manager. Excuse me, sir, what do you think about the no drumming ordinance?
I think they're basically killing the very things that originally attracted everybody to this area and made it such a unique and different place.
What's a market without drumming? What's the matter with drumming? I mean, people live here all their lives, but what is it, once a month they have a community function that is so healthy and so colourful and just putting us in touch with real community and roots values stuff. I can't understand it personally. I think it's outrageous that people aren't allowed to drum.
I think it has more to do with people not liking drumming than the actual sound levels. I mean, there's a lot of things that make a lot of noise. I think just people have an issue with drumming.
I'd rather hear drumming than car noise or things like that, you know. So, yeah, let it go.
I mean, lawnmowers make more noise, as this brother pointed out, you know. Like, why ban drums? Get a grip. It's a load of shit. How can they ban something that created this place?
Man, the R.I.P. of our soul.
Yeah.
It's like the end of our soul and spirit.
The drummers should be here. It's part of Mullumbimby and it's part of Byron culture. And we've come down here today just to see them and support them like we always do, and they're not here. It's really disappointing.
Look, Byron culture evolved around things like drummers and the markets, and they're essential to Byron culture, and it's a bloody shame that they're not here.
One of the most important cultural aspects of our society in the Rainbow area. If we close down the drum circle, we might as well close down the local church. What I'm not happy with is that we did have an agreement here, we're drumming from 2 to 4 o'clock, and because of a handful of people who think they're incredible free spiritual spirits and decided to break that law and drum after 4 o'clock, the whole community of us is suffering now. Shame on those guys who think the planet evolves around them. Well, it doesn't.
Excuse me, you're sitting on a drum there. Have you got a comment on the new rules about drumming?
I think people should be really free to express their creativity at any daylight hours, no matter what kind of means, as long as they're not interfering with other people's kind of, you know, energy.
Now, I'd guess that the people who've complained have said that drumming does interfere with their energy. What would you say to those people?
Well, it's a part of Byron culture, really, isn't it? Drumming.
Well, I'm a musician, I play guitar, and I quite love playing with drummers, and I love it when drummers and other musicians play together and it works, it's great. I could understand when drummers are just like banging away and no other musicians or nobody else can actually get in. That can be flawed, but then again at the same time, drummers should have the freedom to be able to do that in a space, and that's their right. As far as the market, a common space goes, I find it difficult to say anything.
I think the drumming rule sucks, and I think that the drumming should be allowed here because I think it creates a beautiful environment and it's part of what the market's all about.
I love the drumming, yeah, and it's a pity that an original activity isn't still taking place.
I mean, it's Mullumbimby, and what's wrong with a bit of drumming?
I'm sure there's a way that if the parties can talk, they could work out a very good solution. And it's a little bit sad that the drummers can't come here.
Maybe they could send messages to each other by Tom Tom.
Maybe.
I think an outright ban on drumming is not.
Your stall's pretty close. It never had any negative impact on your stall or ability to do business?
Some stalls do have a bit of a problem, I understand, but my stall's fine with the drumming being on.
The drumming adds to the market. It's part of the market, and I think everyone should come to an agreement on how it should be organised, but definitely it should stay.
Your stall's pretty close. Did it have any negative impact on your stall?
Not at all. It actually draws people down here. I think it's a great idea.
What do I think about the drumming in the market?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It gives a lot of character and makes people want to come to the market and have a good time. And it just takes a bit of cooperation. If people are willing to cooperate, then things can work out. But
so you thought the rules that restricted drumming from 2 till 4 were probably workable?
Yeah.
Not cool. I can't see the logic behind it or the reasonableness behind it.
Hi Shakona, here we are at the Mullum Markets. There's a few people gathering around waiting for the drumming circle.
That's correct. There's been some altercations and they have stopped us from drumming here. They have banned us.
Just give me a quick rundown on how that happened.
Well, about 5 months ago, we were told that we had to stop at 4 o'clock. A lot of the drummers didn't want to take that directive, and Sol took on the role of speaking to Gordon, the market manager.
Was the market manager who said that the drumming had to stop at 4?
Yes, that's correct.
And that was because of complaints or something?
Yes. Complaints to the Historical Society in terms that they receive the revenue here from the markets to keep their building going and their ongoing costs and maintenance.
Of course, the markets are on the Historical Society land, and that's why there's a whole lot of tractors and things behind the different market stalls. Okay, so there was an agreement then that the drumming would be limited to from two until four, but that didn't work out last month?
No, I wasn't present last month, but I believe what I'm hearing from people is that it went till 5 o'clock, and when the market manager asked them to stop, some people were abusive towards the Historical Society. But we have asked drummers to respect this ban at the time. There are two people in with the Historical Society at the moment presenting a plan, an idea, and hoping that we can resume drumming.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.